This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Here we are opening the show at the Total Health Conference in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and we got a big show, but it starts with the main attraction, the big act first. Who is he? He's, I don't know, the star, the producer, the writer, the director. He's looking around for himself. It's Jeffrey Smith, Secret Ingredients, the movie, sort of premiered here yesterday at, what is this, Total Health Toronto? Jeffrey, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell
Thank
Show.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you.
So, what was the Secret Ingredients movie all about? I know we've talked about it. It actually finally is out, but it's a semi-premiere because there's an expanded edition premiere coming up soon. So how do I introduce this?
Well, what we did is we played the 60-minute version, and it's normally about almost 80 minutes. And it's about families that heal from serious conditions when they switch to organic food. So we have the Di Chiara family that had 21 chronic conditions between the five of them. The son was autistic. The mother was a complete mess. One son had skin conditions, eczema. Another one had kind of asthma. And she ended up, the son is no longer autistic. Basically, all of the 21 conditions are gone. Mm-hmm. Another family, the autistic son and the asthmatic girl no longer have autism and asthma. They had people, 92 infertile couples at a clinic. They switched at a chiropractic clinic. They switched them to organic. 100% have children.
Right there in the clinic?
Yeah, no.
Or did they go home?
They went home.
I just got to be sure about this because that's not in the movie, that part.
No, we kept that out.
No, this is great
Robert,
news.
This is a family movie.
This is a family show. Yeah. What are you talking about, Robert? This is a great news. I mean, folks, your food is your medicine. Your medicine is your food. It can also be your poison. If you choose poorly, if you choose wrong.
And we describe why, what are the secret ingredients in the food that are causing that. Now, we focus on two of them in the film, GMOs and Roundup, which are married because most GMOs are engineered to be sprayed with Roundup. They're called Roundup-ready seeds. And so we describe the modes of action, for example, of Roundup, which is an antibiotic, so it messes up your gut bacteria and creates leaky gut. It's a probable human carcinogen, according to the World Health Organization. It's an endocrine disruptor. It causes damage to the mitochondria. It also suppresses digestive problems. It chelates minerals, making them unavailable. It goes on and on. And when you look at, if you just looked at the modes of action of Roundup and its active ingredient glyphosate on the body, you would predict many, many diseases and disorders could come up, even from just leaky gut, even from just minerals, even from just the antibiotic effects. And then you look at the BT toxin created in Monsanto's corn. It causes holes in the walls of cells. And we could predict what would go wrong there. It also causes immune system responses. Mm-hmm. So if you look at the specific nature of what can go wrong with GMOs, you could predict lots of different diseases. If you do it the other way, you say, okay, what happens to you when you get rid of GMOs? Well, we surveyed 3,256 people who got rid of GMOs, or largely did, mostly switched to organic, and they got better from 28 different conditions. Or let's look at another way. Let's see which conditions are rising in parallel with the increased use of GMOs in Roundup. Or let's look at another way. What happens when you change livestock or pets to a non-GMO diet? It's all the same disease types. The ones that would be predicted from the modes of action, the ones that are getting getting worse in the U.S. population and the ones that are getting better to those that switch to non-GMO and organic. So it's not rocket science, although the biology is much more complicated.
Sure, sure. What was the response being? This is the 60-minute version. You said it still had a very comprehensive view overview and serious experiences visually of people ill eating GMOs, well coming off of the GMOs into an organic diet.
People would. I first asked them for their responses.
Yes.
I asked them for their comments, and I was very happy to hear their comments. They were blown away. They everyone. I asked them, how many of you have decided to increase your vigilance of eating organic? Everyone raised their hand. I said, is anyone not? And no one raised their hand. I said, how many of you had an idea that you wanted to pass this on to at least one person that you know, or many? Everyone said yes. So people really understand how dangerous GMOs and Roundup are, perhaps for the first time. And they realize that so many diseases and disorders are related to it. And so they were thanking me for having families as the basis for the messaging. They were thanking me for making it really clear, et cetera, et cetera, and making it simple. So it gives me feedback because we've hardly showed it to anyone.
Bless you, my brother, Brother Jeffrey.
Thank you, sir.
Listen, I've been at this for 27, 28 years, speaking this message before I knew what GMOs were, just, you know, on the organic message. And yet, you know, how many people, honestly, I speak out and I say, you know, you need to do this. If I were to ask how many people are willing to do it, you know, I think it would be tepid versus what you get. Because when you present it the way you did, again, this is the brilliance of media and utilizing different forms of communication, spoken word, visual representation, music, dance, all these art forms, to have a movie like this, Secret Ingredients, coming out. For those of you who are already on board with us and have already been, you know, you love Jeffrey like I do and appreciative of that, you need tools. We all need tools to help others to see what we have seen already. And based on what I'm hearing and what I can't wait to see myself is that this could be the most powerful tool yet that we have, besides books, all the other things that you've done, that lands this message.
You know, I think it is, and here's why I say that. We had another film, Genetic Roulette, in 2012, and it convinced more people to eat non-GMO than any other book, movie, campaign, speeches, whatever. And it was played more than 300 times on PBS stations in the United States. And basically it converted everyone that saw it. Well, not everyone, but, you know, vast
sure.
majority. This is a better film. I had Amy Hart is my co-filmmaker. She and I produced it and directed it together.
How did you guys connect?
It's interesting. This is a good story.
Yeah.
I was speaking at the Heirloom Seed Festival, and I was interviewing Percy Schmeisser and others before I gave my keynote. And she gets on the stage, and she said, okay, stand there, and she's taking photos. And I said, oh, it must be the event photographer. She's just a professional photographer on her own. She was just doing her own thing. But then when I was talking, she got up to ask some questions at the end. And she had already asked one question, and so I was looking. I said, one last question. I started to point to someone else, and she yells out, butterflies and bees. And I said, I just answered the question, the impact of GMOs on butterflies and bees.
Right.
And then she comes up to me afterwards, and the first thing she says is, I'm Amy Hart, I make public health films, I think we should do a film together. And now our production company is called Butterflies and Bees.
Nice. That's a beautiful story. Yeah. I love that. And so this film is going to premiere in its full broadcast length, so to speak, when and where. And
right.
If anybody...
So the U.S. premiere happened at a Colorado Film Festival, the Colorado Environmental Film Festival. Mm-hmm. The West Coast premiere happens on May 17th in San Rafael, California, at the Rafael Theater. That's Thursday, May 17th at 7:15. Get your tickets in advance online. It might sell out.
Which is the online site to get this?
Just look up Rafael Theater, R-A-F-A-E-L.
Yeah, Rafael Theater and Secret Ingredients, the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then the Southwest premiere is happening on the 31st of May at the Illuminate Film Festival in Sedona. So you can get your tickets there at the Illuminate Film Festival. They have passes for the whole festival, and they have single ticket prices as well.
Okay,
on their site.
Cool. What's the date on that? Do you know?
It's May 31st.
May 31st. Okay,
yeah.
Coming up soon for folks. If you're out west, you want to be there for that, the Southwest. And then is there anything else up in Canada?
Well, yeah, there's a festival that I forget exactly the details, but we couldn't play the full version here because they wanted the first
Canada. Gotcha.
And to get the full list, go to secretingredientsmovie.com.
Secret Ingredients Movie.
While you're there, do two things. Watch the trailer and sign up, because if you sign up, we'll let you know when it's available in both streaming online, when the DVDs are available, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, and that's critical because you want to make this tool as soon as possible available for distribution, right?
Absolutely.
Outside of theaters, which is awesome.
Absolutely.
But we want to get it out into people's hands.
I know. It's like most filmmakers get real excited about the premiere and the showings and whatnot. When I played Genetic Roulette online for free in 2012 for a week, we had 1.2 million views by the end of 7 days. So I'm like, I'm into bigness. You know,
yeah, yeah.
My T-shirt, which has my slogan on it, says, think huge. Thinking big is so last century.
Right.
So I'm like, we have huge problems, and right now we need huge thinkers in order to solve them. So if someone has a big idea, not good enough.
Mm-hmm. Well done, and of course, there's Hugh and Huge, and we've been to the Hugh Cafe last week with Leanna Werner Gray, you know, from the Earth Diet, and we're, you know, there's stuff happening. I mean, we're finding more organic, non-GMO demand. As we talked about last time you were on last week before we got to Canada, you would talk about secrets, are trying to make secret how they're doing the GMO so they can secret it by us, right?
Yes.
And how we have to continue to persist, like this film is showing us, that organic standard, or as I said, becoming your own farmer, if not getting to know your farmer, we're going to have to validate it beyond these third parties that, can we trust them, right? There's a big concern that I have there, you know, regulatory capture.
So right now, organic is very important. Organic doesn't allow the use of GMOs or Roundup.
Mm-hmm.
And then non-GMO Project Verified, it does allow the use of Roundup. It does allow chemicals. So if you had to choose between GMO and non-GMO verified, for example, and organic. Organic is more important because they spray Roundup, for example, on wheat and oats and barley and other things that are non-GMO, but they're not organic. Organic doesn't allow either.
Mm-hmm.
But the non-GMO project also does test for contamination levels if the GMOs are used, and organic doesn't.
Right.
So
right.
If you can get both together, that's the gold standard where you can avoid the nasty stuff, and it will be tested if there are potential GMOs. And even then, you may end up with a small amount of contamination because that's the nature of nature.
Yeah, and like I said here on this show, it's like we're recognizing that, but we do the best we can and, you know, strategize ways to protect us, prevent it, or reverse it because we can do that.
And don't worry if you get contaminated because worrying is toxic. Now
exactly.
You have two-tomic.
Well said, Jeffrey Smith. And we're going to have you back on to bookend this show at the end of the show, but I want to preview real quick before we go to break. We have Sean Buckley, who is like the Canadian version of Jonathan Emord. Those of you who are longtime listeners, you know what that means. We're going to talk about a lot of things going on in Canada, how they relate to us and the rest of the world. And then David Steffen, following up on that, he represented David Steffen in his case. So there's a lot more powerful Canadian healing going on, but it'll impact the world. From the Total Health Show in Toronto, Jeffrey Smith will be back to wrap it up at the end of the show. Stick with us. RobertScabell.com, SecretIngredientsMovie.com as well, and let's see, ResponsibleTechnology.org. The power to heal is definitely yours. We'll be back after this.
Safe eating.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back to Robert Scott Bell Show here at Total Health. We're in Toronto, Canada. Our friends from the north, those of you know, I normally broadcast from the United States, but I broadcast around the world, cover issues of health, freedom, and healing liberty everywhere I go. I've known about this guy. I don't think I've ever gotten to interview him, but with me now this hour, Sean Buckley, and he is the answer for Canada, like we have in America, Jonathan Emore, the FDA Dragon Slayer. We now have Sean Buckley doing the same, similar things in Canada. And in fact, you know Jonathan very well. He gave you a shirt that you're wearing right now while we're on the air.
Well, yeah, it's kind of funny story that, you know, I run into you and we haven't met. And you're saying, you know, Jonathan Emore. And Jonathan and I were at a meeting in Chicago some years back. And he had forgotten. He brought his suit but forgot his shirt. And so I had an extra shirt I gave him. So he sent me a shirt and I just happened to be wearing it today. So that is a small world.
Yeah.
Few degrees of separation.
Well, it's just like Jonathan, it says a lot about you that you would give the shirt off your back for Jonathan Emore. It means you're a friend of all of ours here, of course, and the fact that he would say, you know what, here's a new shirt for you, thank you, my friend. And that's the kind of guy Jonathan is. Now, we have similarities, and I know there are some distinctions and difference between the United States and Canada, but I think the threats are very similar from governmental or what Jonathan calls the bureaucratic oligarchy. Right. In the United States, we're supposed to have separation of powers. You know, you got judicial, legislative, executive, and they're all brought into one in this kind of bureaucratic oligarchy. And I don't know, again, the parliamentary system in Canada is a little different, but the threats to health freedom are just as real.
No, they are. And actually, you know, we've noticed over time that the United States, the FDA and Health Canada often are attacking the same thing. So just to give an example, you know, back in the swine flu days and things like that, our regulatory body was attacking, you know, natural treatments that would boost the immune system, and the FDA was doing the same. So it seems to me there's a lot of coordination in the Western democracies, their bureaucracies.
Yeah, yeah. I think we have what I call it, and others have called it, regulatory capture.
Right.
The idea that you can have a regulatory agency that's supposed to protect the public from dangerous food and drugs, and yet they're captured by the industry they're deigned to regulate. And therefore, they have a bias, and of course, a bias against things that maybe don't have the kind of reach or monetary capacity to lobby for favorable status.
Yeah, and it's interesting. He passed away this year, Dr. Shiv Chopra, but he was a friend of mine, and he was a Senior Health Canada drug approval scientist for 30 years.
I remember
him. In fact, he ran our veterinary drug approval wing for a while, and he forced our Senate to call him and several other Health Canada drug approval scientists, and they basically explained that if they're looking at a drug approval file and they conclude it's unsafe, that the senior management will do a run around their own scientists. In fact, one of them, Dr. Margaret Hayden, told our CBC, which is a national news service, after her testimony, that after a while, as a scientist, you'll know how they're going to do it.
Yeah.
And they'll basically appoint a panel of outside so-called experts who will then review the file and say, no, no, it's not dangerous. And isn't that shameful? So our own, you know, public scientists who are doing their jobs to protect us get a runaround.
Yeah.
And she also, I believe it was Dr. Hayden that spoke about actually being present when a bribe was offered to an official from a pharmaceutical representative.
Yeah. Hey, folks, it's not just in the United States. Corruption in government, pharmaceutical takeover happening all over the Western world. And we got to do something about it. Now, I've often said, you know, you've got to withdraw your consent. That's a big power that you do have. I don't know how that plays out in Canada, but sometimes you have to engage the services of Jonathan Emord, or in this case, Sean Buckley here in Canada. We've got about a minute or so before our first break in the segment. Is there a particular battle that's just jumping out right in front of you that we need to hit today?
Oh, well, absolutely. So what's happening in Canada is separate than you guys. You guys had a citizen rebellion that led to your Deschaies Act in 1994.
Right, right.
We had a citizen rebellion at the same time. And same thing, as citizens wanted increased access. And our rebellion led, unfortunately, to a set of regulations for natural health products. They're your dietary supplements, but we call them natural health products.
Yeah.
So we've got a separate piece of legislation, which really is drug stuff. We actually have to prove safety and efficacy before you can make any type of claim. And yet the only types of claims they're allowing are structure function claims like you guys are allowed to make. But our regulatory body has signaled quite clearly that they're going to repeal these regulations and regulate us the same way as chemical drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to put us into this category called self-care. And what it means is basically it will forever be illegal in Canada to use a natural health product to actually treat a serious health condition. So they're trying to dumb us down so that we're only used for very minor things.
Well, that's, of course, the government role, to stop freedom of speech and real science, and for the people to know what they can do naturally to heal themselves. All right, folks, we got Sean Buckley on this hour from Total Health in Canada. We've got a lot more healing to go. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Back at it here for Health, Freedom, and Healing Liberty in Canada. All of you around the world, you know, you have these challenges to know what is right for you. But very often, rather than the government agencies being helpful or protective of you, they're often suppressing the information you need to make good decisions about your health, your healing. And it's also true in Canada. That's why we have Sean Buckley here on the radio today. And we were talking about the Deshaies thing in America in 1994, a citizen revolt. Yours resulted in what you call a natural health product, NHP, which I've heard about, but limited to structure, function, clinics. But you have to reach like a drug level of scientific validity, and then you can't make the claims drugs can make.
Oh, yeah. No, it's quite ridiculous. So, for example, under your legislation, dietary supplements are presumed to be safe by law, and by ours, they're deemed to be unsafe. And there was one company a few years back that their license application was refused because they could not prove that parsley was safe. What? It's just encapsulated parsley. In all fairness to our regulatory body, if you think about it,
yeah,
you cannot find a clinical trial that is designed to show that parsley is safe. Nobody's run one. So,
it's
no,
absurd.
And it is absurd, isn't it? Because we're dealing with things that are in our food supply. You can buy them as foods, and yet we have to prove that they're safe to the government.
Well, you have a history, interestingly enough, I understand, coming from the oligarchy itself, if we call it that. Were you in Health Canada? Did you work there?
No, but as a lawyer, okay. I was working in a firm that when the federal government, we didn't have a Department of Justice in the city, so the firm I was at was basically the Department of Justice when there's anything going on for the federal government.
Okay.
And there was a herbalist named Jim Strauss, who was suing Health Canada.
Strauss Herb Company.
So he was suing Health Canada because he was importing herbs from the United States into Canada, perfectly legal to own, and Health Canada seized them at the border, and he was suing for compensation.
Yeah.
So literally Health Canada had stolen his herbs. Now, I had no background in natural health. I had no idea. I grew up in a family. If you got sick, you went to the medical doctor and you took the chemical.
I was a pharmaceutical family, too, so I know that background.
Yeah, so I had no background. And so here I have Health Canada telling me, as their lawyer, this guy's dangerous. He's like a rogue herbalist who is selling an unlicensed product. And I was drinking the Kool-Aid. It was this is scary.
Mm-hmm.
It's an unlicensed product, and this guy's, putting it out there as a remedy.
Right, right.
So, I go to court, and I actually have his case thrown out of court.
Wait, you're not supposed to do that.
No, well, I'm just telling you what happened. But it was interesting, and it demonstrates his character, is he took me out for lunch afterwards. And then I started my own firm shortly after that, and he got charged with practicing medicine without a license because in British Columbia, the, act that gives doctors their medical monopoly says only they can practice medicine.
Right.
And it's actually the practice of medicine is defined to include treatment claims. So I'm trying to figure out, how am I going to defend him? Because he literally, and let me just back up and tell his story.
Sure. Yeah, it's fascinating. I know.
He was an electrical engineer with a PhD in electrical engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a heart attack. And like everyone else with a heart attack, he's rushed to the hospital. And
you've heard about the Strauss heart drops, right?
This is the product I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
So he, he's rushed to the hospital and they do an angiogram and he's got one artery fully plugged and another it's like 80 or 90. And they say, Jim, you have two choices. You can die or you can have a double bypass surgery. Now, he didn't like either of those options.
I wonder why.
And he was from Austria and his family had been traditional healers for 400 years. And he was actually trained by his grandparents, out into the forest picking herbs.
Amazing.
And just an amazing tradition. And so he developed these heart drops. And, to dissolve the plaque in his arteries, he never did have a bypass surgery. He lived for 30 years and died in an old folks home of something completely unrelated. So then he starts selling. He quits his job and he starts selling these. And this is when they go to shut him down. And I'm trying to figure out, how are we going to defend this? Because the law says he cannot make these treatment claims unless he's a doctor. And he was so out there. He had this white van, bright red letters across the entire side of the van, "We cure heart disease." And he wouldn't shut up about it.
I love that about him.
Oh, yeah. How am I going to defend him? I put him on the stand, and he'll look at the – back then, most of the judges in Kamloops were old men, and he'd look, and he'd have crow's feet on his ear, sure sign of heart disease. And he'd say, "Your Honor, you have heart disease. You need my heart drops." So I decided how I'm going to fight this is actually attack the legislation.
Mm-hmm.
Because – we have freedom of expression in Canada,
yeah,
and yet here we have a law even preventing truthful expression. So I go to his herb shop, and I say, "Jim, is there any way we can prove you're telling the truth?" And he, he doesn't even hesitate. He goes into the back, and he starts bringing me out boxes. I think there are three boxes filled with letters, and they were all the same. And these are just letters that people wrote unsolicited. It's like, "I had heart disease. I was dying. I took your heart drops. I'm well. Thank you." So I start phoning these people to, pick witnesses. On the day of trial, I had five middle-class professionals. They had all had heart disease. They had all had at least one open-heart bypass surgery.
Mm-hmm.
They all continued to have heart disease because the reason their arteries were plugging up was not being addressed. they all needed another open heart bypass surgery to survive. And here's where they differed as a group, is a couple of them weren't likely to survive the surgery. So the doctors couldn't ethically give them the surgery.
Yeah.
And the others, they weren't willing to go through it again. It had been so awful that if it was only going to buy them a year or two, it's like, no, I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. So for all of them, the medical system was a dead end. None of them had been into natural health at all. And they're now searching. They're motivated. Mm-hmm. They all come across the heart drops. They all get well. They had all went back to work as professionals.
Sure.
And they hadn't been able to work for years. And that was kind of like my road to Damascus experience.
Now, Sean, let me explain something. If you were in the United States and brought all those people, the judges would dismiss it and say it's irrelevant. It's still against the law. It's irrelevant that they got well. It doesn't matter. It's not material because the law says, I don't know, you tell us what happened.
Except what I'm doing here is I've actually served the Crown with notice that we are asking the court to strike down the law as unconstitutional for violating freedom of expression.
Nice.
And it doesn't have to be truthful expression. I mean, freedom of expression includes lies. But if you're going to convince a judge to strike down a law that's 100 years old saying it violates freedom of expression, mm-hmm. if you can convince the judge you're telling the truth, just psychologically,
it's going to help.
It's going to help. Yeah. So that's the reason why I had those witnesses there. But where I was going with the story is that was kind of my conversion experience.
Okay.
Because before I actually kind of bought into Health Canada, like, no,
we can't let people sell
unlicensed products.
Right.
But, you know, at the end of that trial, I could have given you the names and addresses like of 1,000 people who wouldn't be alive. If it wasn't for that product.
You had the integrity to say, my gosh, I'm on the wrong side of this.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So real quick, what was the end result of that particular trial and how did it, you know, what?
Partway into the trial, the Crown stayed the charges because they realized they were going to lose. So he was acquitted. Now, funny, Strauss was later on charged again and we got them off,
mm-hmm.
you know, had to run a trial and get them off. So, you know, we've had good luck with them. But, you know, Health Canada just hated.
Oh, they don't like losing. They don't like losing. They don't like people that are renegades enough to stand up to the bullies. That's what we do on this show. You know, if they would be corporate government or whatever, I don't like bullies. And, you know, it's like, you can bully for homeopathy. I wouldn't like it. I don't want you bullied up for natural stuff. I want you to just bring it out, let the market decide, let the people learn what they need to learn and decide for themselves. And, of course, that's a concept like, wow, who disagrees with that, right? Mm-hmm. Except if you're a paternalistic, collectivist, medical monopolist. Then you're like, no. We know better. We've got a rule over you. You can't take care. I mean, I do not appreciate people trying to tell me that they know better than I do about my own health or the health of my kids. So I don't know if that's uniquely an American thing or the Canadians have a little bit of streak of that too.
Oh, no. I mean, because our drug models are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our drug models are very similar, the process that you have to go through. And I mean, I've reached the conclusion that actually our entire drug regulation regime is to protect intellectual property rights. I don't know if we have time to explain that.
In 1910, we had something in America called the Flexner Report. That set the stage for medical school curricula being dominated only by patented medicine, petrochemicals, and the elimination of competition, homeopathy, naturopathy, et cetera. And I think that it had an impact probably in the 20th century in Canada as well.
Yeah, we had the same thing. I mean, so, you know, 1918 flu, I think both U.S. and Canada had homeopathic hospitals. It's funny, I was listening to a CBC radio program years ago, and mm-hmm. if you got the flu and went to an allopathic hospital, you had an 80% chance of dying.
Yeah.
And if you went to a homeopathic hospital, you had an 80% chance of living.
Yes.
And I'm getting a little suspicious because I don't know about the U.S., but in Canada,
mm-hmm.
we are attacking homeopathic medicine with a vengeance in the mainstream media. It is, I mean, they have a target on their back.
Oh, I know. As a homeopath, I've had to deal with this for years and years and years. I try to stay out of the regulatory environment because I don't believe that they have, you know, true authority. They're authoritarians. But in terms of American history and jurisprudence, if I can call it that, the sovereignty was supposed to be with the people. And that's a distinction around the world that's different. I know in Canada, it's still under the crown. The sovereignty is with the king and queen. I don't know. But how does that manifest in everyday life? Because there's that, you know, the other side of the government that's not, you know, queen run, so to speak. So you don't understand that concept of with the people versus with an authority.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I mean, the U.S. Constitution is much more democratic. I mean, our Constitution is a piece of British legislation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is. So you can't argue it. They passed it, and that's our Constitution.
Sure.
But, the legal traditions are both still common law, but our regulatory body believes that we don't have sovereignty over our own body.
That's it, right there.
So,
yeah, and so that's what people are fighting for, you know, self-determination. We talk about religious freedom, First Amendment in the United States, Second Amendment, all these things. It's not about, Second Amendment, it's not about guns. It's just a right to self-defense. And people get caught up in you know, minutiae about that, and they think it's about something else. And we've got to get back to the deepest, most important place, the principles upon which freedom are founded, right?
Yes.
And I think the Canadians probably secretly want freedom on the level of natural health, yet the battle is still on. There's still a lot to do.
Oh, is there ever a lot to do? Because like I say, I mean, our regulatory body is basically moving to regulate our dietary supplements the same as drugs,
mm-hmm,
or the chemicals, and it's just going to be a train wreck.
Yeah. Folks, we got another segment. We're going to wrap up this hour with Sean Buckley. His website is nhppa.org, nhppa.org, and there's also another website I'll ask him about called charterofhealthfreedom.org. Natural health products under threat everywhere, here in Canada as well. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Remember, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, GCN Live or home and broadcast radio syndication, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio. Yes, in Britain, and you're hearing this right now from Canada, SoundCloud and YouTube when we go live on YouTube as well. We'll be right back to wrap it up this hour with Sean Buckley from Canada.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies.
you create 9/11, do 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it from Canada. Toronto is hosting us. Total Health, the third year in a row. I don't know why they keep inviting this brash American homeopathic radio host. It's crazy. I guess you're right, Sean Buckley. The Canadians do want a little bit of more freedom.
They do. Yeah. They do, yeah.
Now, we've covered other stories up here in Canada on the raw milk front. We've had farmers on. David Steffen, another unbelievable case, what they did to him, the tragedy of the loss of his son, them claiming that he was responsible when it turns out he wasn't. There's an ongoing trial, I think, that happened, and now there's more. But you were right in the midst of all of this.
Yeah, I was trial counsel for both him and his wife, Colette. So they were charged basically with failing to provide the necessities of life was the charge. And, you know, really the crux of it was, is they're saying they didn't go to a doctor soon enough, which, you know, I still can't get my head around how the jury convicted them because the evidence
wasn't there. Yeah. Was it a star chamber? I mean, what would happen? This is just bizarre. Was there any evidence of payoffs? I mean, it is. I watched this thing happen. I'm like, that can't be the case. How did this happen?
No, and I mean, it's very interesting. I mean, there were some things that were really unfair, including the judge's charge to the jury. But you know, it's interesting because as a counsel, you're always watching the body language of the jury. And, you know, we give our submissions and they seem to be with us, and the Crown gives their submissions. They don't seem to be impressed, and they come back the next day for the Crown to finish their submissions, and the body, they wouldn't look at us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, which is clearly a bad sign. And it's hard to know what the heck went down.
Yeah, well, exactly. So the end of the story is it's not over. There's an appeal process going on.
Yeah, right? So there was an appeal to the Alberta Court of Appeal, and that failed, but there was a dissent. So they've appealed to the Supreme Court of Canada, and that's actually going to be heard this Tuesday.
Wow, yeah. So that's why I was shocked. I saw David earlier. I'm hoping we can get him on if he's around later, but he's here despite everything. And I look at this man, bright eyes, happy, spiritually connected, and I'm like, this is a living example of, you know, kind of the Job, the patience of Job, right? Somebody that's been thrown the plague, everything at him, and he's still standing strong and believing and doing what is right and not operating in fear at all. We need more of that.
No, and I mean, make no mistake, there's a tremendous cost in the state. I mean, appreciate they've got other children. They've got young children. And here the state was making it clear that they wanted to send both parents to jail for years, which is just a recipe to destroy your other young children.
Yeah.
And even just the stress of having to go through a trial and relive. I mean, there was like a 15-minute 911 call where they're resuscitating.
They're having
Ezekiel,
to relive this, yeah.
And, you know, poor Colette, it was just
brutal.
It was just brutal. And yet for them to carry on and on principle.
Yeah.
Is quite tremendous. No, the depth of character of this couple is absolutely amazing.
But which says, you know, when you're that resolute, you can't help but impact many people that are on the fence to say, my gosh, this is outrageous. The Canadian government is acting irresponsibly, at the very least, criminally, at the very most. But how do we, you know, they have all the money, the power, right? But again, an idea whose time has come, not a standing army could stop it. Health freedom is not going away.
Let me talk. I mean, I think that, like, I was of the impression that actually the media had a story that had nothing to do with the trial. So they were trying to make it the Crown, and when we say Crown in Canada, that means the prosecutor.
Right,
so the state, I guess, would be your term. They were trying to make this a trial about vaccination. Although the evidence wasn't there, like they had no evidence that the single thing for the you can get a vaccination for HIV, like there's several strains. But they didn't know which strain it was. And we all have HI in us.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but all at the preliminary inquiry, it's like vaccination, vaccination, vaccination. Well, I have to serve them with our notice of our vaccination experts 30 days before trial. And as soon as they get my expert list, all of a sudden, vaccination is off the
table.
And in fact, so at the first day of trial, before the jury's there, the Crown agrees that vaccination isn't an issue, and the judge prohibited either side from even mentioning vaccine.
Yeah.
And yet in our mainstream media, it was vaccine, vaccine,
vaccination.
We have
the same problem with our media here, in the States as well. Listen, we're out of time here, but what is this charterofhealthfreedom.org real quick?
Okay, so Charter of Health Freedom is we've drafted basically a Bill of Rights for health rights just to basically codify in Canada those rights that the common law and our courts say that we have for sovereignty of our own body to get that passed as a standalone legislation in Canada. So.
Beautiful. Well, listen, you can follow up on this again, nhppa.org. And I'm grateful for Sean Buckley for being with us and really standing up for health, freedom, and healing liberty in Canada, because the power to heal is yours wherever you are. And that's the truth.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017, 800 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.